you sent a message to me, Suzanne, earlier about Rand Paul doing this mad filibuster. Like, did we do like a 15-hour filibuster?
13 hours on the floor. He swore he's not going to leave until they call it off. He'll stand here till he can't speak no more. And he only lasted 13 hours.
You know, I ain't got respect for a man who can't last more than 13 hours. Ladies, ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
But if it lasts for 14, please see your doctor and go to the emergency room immediately.
Before you turn blue.
So, Rand Paul, this whole thing, I ran across a House Appropriations Senator, House of Representatives Appropriations Committee bill that was passed that gives the Department of Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Planned Parenthood, they get to share in this $982 billion. Nearly $1 trillion was signed over to the government while we're supposedly under sequestering and we're budget cuts and all that. And listen to this. It happened exactly at the same time as Rand Paul is up there filibustering.
Sounds like a nice distraction to me. How can they call themselves the Appropriations Committee? I mean, it seems that behavior is kind of inappropriate.
Absolutely. Well, what does Planned Parenthood? Why do they have to make sure that the Department of Defense, the Veterans Affairs, and Planned Parenthood are well-funded?
Hold on a second. Veterans Affairs gives dangerous drugs which kill people. Planned Parenthood prevents people from being born. And what's the other one?
The Department of Defense.
And Department of Defense kills people. So the three institutions that kill people need to be well-funded because that's the only thing the government really gives a frack about anymore. Absolutely. Is killing people, not saving people, not improving people, not even making people smarter. I mean, heck, if the government was worried about making people smarter, why wouldn't they just shut down all their dumbass public schools and send their kids home to their parents?
Well, here's another thing that I found fascinating. So Paul is standing up there for 13 hours, and the first thing that he does when he comes off the Senate floor is he does an interview with the corporately funded Glenn Beck of the fake alternative media. Okay? Then he goes on Fox News with Kelly, with Megyn Kelly, and during the interview, she holds a sheet of paper. It's a letter, a second letter from Eric Holder addressed to Rand Paul, but it somehow got into the hands of Megyn Kelly before it even got to Rand Paul. They delivered it to the station where he was conducting the interview, supposedly, instead of delivering it to Rand Paul or his office or his, you know, the appropriate people. And she reads it, and she says that Eric Holder is answering a second question that he was unaware of prior, that Obama cannot drone and kill Americans on American soil as long as they are not combative. So what is a combatant? Explain that. Because I know because of the NDAA that anyone can be suspected of terrorist activity. And because of subsequent executive orders, they define things like if you in any way, shape, or form happen to do business with a company that does business with the Iranian government, then you're considered a terrorist and all your bank accounts get frozen. And there are other groups, Al-Qaeda as well, and other groups and executive orders that go on explaining what a combatant is. With the veterans are mentally incompetent. And if we have these vague definitions of what a combatant is, then it appears to me that Obama didn't say, no, he can't kill Americans on American soil. He said that he has to label you as a combatant first before he drones you. And then after Kelly reads this to him, to Rand Paul, he says, wow, it's a victory. 13 hours and under duress, we forced the American government to admit that they won't kill Americans on American soil. Okay, guys, thanks very much. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and vote for John Brennan for CIA director. And he did.
You know, the term dog and pony show comes to mind.
I put that in my article.
How did I know that? What was the other thing that I wanted to mention? Oh, yeah. Black Chevy Suburbans. Now, there is a group of people out there, very reasonable people, who assume that if there's a black Chevy Suburban parked outside your property with tinted windows, that there must be some kind of very scary agent of the federal government inside. And I was just thinking about this. You know what we should do, Suzanne? We should do a tour, you know, to all our friends in the Truth Movement and all these people whose radio shows we go on and all of that kind of stuff, and just park outside their homes for a couple of hours or something like that. You know, don't go in and talk to them. Just make sure we know where our friends live and go around and park a Chevy Suburban in front of them and freak them all out. It'd be the greatest truth of practical joke of all time.
It would be great. We could make a documentary out of it, traveling across the country, scaring the hell out of it, giving them exactly what their fear pornography tells them, which is that at any moment somebody's going to bust in your door, even though nobody cares about you and nobody's monitoring you. But,
or even better idea, have a remote-controlled drone of our own and fly it over their house, you know, like do like little sweeps like an attacking seagull.
Ah! You can go to any toy store and buy these ready-made little flyers, and they're some of them are labeled as drones to help the small children like my son get used to the idea of manning drones.
You know, I find it an ironic term, manning a drone.
Aren't you
the drone in the first place if that's what you want to do with yourself?
Absolutely. But that's more of a derogatory statement.
That's true. Well, what was it? I think on Fight Club he wrote a little haiku. Something like the worker bees can fly away and the queen is their slave. Something along those lines. And it occurs to me that what's happening inside the United States right now is a queen bee type scenario, except the queen happens to be Barack Obama. Get him a little tiara, I think. That would be appropriate.
I've heard that he's a prima donna. He only likes to eat lobster.
Really?
And he yells at people incessantly.
Really?
He's a narcissist.
Apparently he also watches an awful lot of TV.
Yes. And here's something that was very interesting. I saw a link to an article, and I clicked on it. It was from The Hill, and allegedly, and I say that because the article from The Hill disappeared, and then everyone, I went and did a search for it, and everyone who quoted this article linked back to the article immediately. They didn't even say anything, so I was stuck without it, but the headline was great, that the Obama camp, Organizing for Action, is going to put out gun safety ads on TV. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but that's beautiful. That is true. That is real time. We're watching the progression in real time, folks, if you are paying attention.